November 10th, 1950. Hello, my love. I hope and pray this letter finds you well. Please send my love to your entire family for the holiday season. I truly love to hear from you and all the letters you send me. I get so excited about life back home. I feel like I'm right there with you. Joy rushes into my heart as I read your lovely words. It's almost like I hear your voice in my head and smell your wonderful perfume in my nose. It's so inspiring to hear about Dr. Avery and his wife. It truly is. That kind of inspiration makes the time go by so much faster here. Today, a different type of letter was read to us by our Commander-in-Chief from the President of the United States. He was responding to the reports of our infantry not yet being desegregated. And it truly didn't go over well with a lot of folks here, if you know what I mean. You know, it's just like back home. Here we're all fighting for the same cause, but some still hate me just because of the color of my skin. I truly don't know how long this will last, but I do know that the hate that our people face here is nothing compared to what awaits us back in the States. You know what, my love? No matter how much hate there is in the world, we live in the greatest country in the world. And I think about everything good and bad about America, and I always come up with the same answer. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So I'll gladly fight for you so that you can be free. And I'll gladly fight for everyone else so that they can be free. Not just in America, but all over the world. I'll stop all evils so that the world can be free. My heart longs for you, my love. I miss you so much. The love that we share is so beautiful and real. It keeps me going, knowing that I'm coming home to you. I'm sending you half of my pay every month. I hope you don't mind. I hope you save up enough money to open that bakery you desire. And I don't want you to say no, because I know you will. Listen, my love, you deserve every happiness and every joy that God will allow. Please don't turn my loving gesture into something that it's not. It's just me loving on you. You don't owe me anything but the love you give, because it's so pure. I just wish I could see you smile every day with that beautiful smile. Those pearly whites. Your smile is so intoxicating to my soul. The way it forms a bridge to my heart. I would give anything to see you smile every day. My love, before I go, I want to pray this for you. I want to pray that God keeps you and your family safe. And I want to pray that His love and His favor rushes you as a mighty wave of the sea. I pray that evil never lurks at your door. I pray that worry is removed from you concerning me in this war. My dearest Clara, if it be God's will, I'm coming home to you and you alone. I look forward to us starting a family. This I pray as I lay my head down to sleep. I love you with all my heart. God bless you forever, and may He keep you forever yours. James.
So good, just the way her husband wished she would. She's turning heads just like a gem, perfumed by Pierre Cardin.
Ladies, indulge in the timeless allure of Pierre Cardin, the fragrance that captivates hearts and leaves a lasting impression. Let the enchanting blend of delicate florals and alluring musk whisk you away to a world of elegance and sophistication. Available now for only $1.99 at your nearest department store. Treat yourself to the luxury you deserve with Pierre Cardin.
She smells so good, just the way her husband wished she would. She's turning heads just like a gem, perfumed by Pierre Cardin.
Now back to Forever Yours.
Forever yours. December 5th, 1950. My dearest James, all I could do was pray when I didn't hear back from you. God has answered my prayers, and I'm so grateful. We face so many challenges just because of the color of our skin. I urge you to put on the yoke of Christ, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:30. Continue to allow His light to shine through you, no matter how dark this cold world gets. And I know that you will never allow the hate of others to suppress your love for humanity. There is such a dark side to fighting for freedom that I wish the world truly understood. Most want freedom, but don't want what it takes to have it. I'm so proud of you for being so brave and keeping your head on straight. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, my dearest James. We have the rest of our lives together, and I'm looking forward to it. We can go pick out the perfect tree to cut down and trim it together. Mama always takes the turkey leftovers from Thanksgiving and makes turkey soup. And when we come back from cutting down the tree, we would all enjoy a hot cup of soup. Don't worry, I already have her recipe. And I appreciate your generosity, and it is so welcome. I know you are not the type of man to hold it over my head. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. I'm just glad that you believe in me and my dreams. I don't know what to do with you, Mr. James Young. I can't wait to be called Mrs. Clara Young. That sounds so wonderful. I think about having two children, maybe a girl and a boy. Would you want your son to be called James Young Jr.? How does that sound? I wouldn't mind that at all. Sounds like music to my ears. As long as he has your hazel eyes and handsome smile. Whenever you would come over to visit, you would always bring Mama flowers to try and win her over. She's still a tough nut to crack. But it doesn't matter. My heart already belongs to you, and you take care of it so well. You are so kind, caring, and gentle. Thank you for letting me into your heart. I know that you will make a great father when that day comes. Sending all my love to you. My prayer for you. Heavenly Father, I come before you praying for this beautiful, divided country. You are Elohim, the creator of manifold diversity. Every monarch butterfly differs, but it doesn't change its beauty. I know that my worth and James's worth is not defined by the color of our skin, but by you. We were all created in your image, and you looked, and it was very good. We trust that you will bring in equality for the soldiers abroad and for this country. I pray for a shift in the hearts and minds of those that oppress others. I pray for honorable allies in the fight against inequality. We trust and wait on you. Watch over the soldiers and bring James home safely. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay safe. Forever yours, Clara.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours, produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenashe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.